As a radio station, you're already creating great content, but it often disappears the moment that it airs. Let's walk through how you can stretch every break, every show, and every event into long-lasting digital impact. You know, regardless of whether you like it or admit it, we're not just in the radio business anymore. We're in the content business. And it's a struggle for a lot of us radio people to jump on board with. I mean, I struggled it many years ago as a personality when I was at Clear Channel. They forced everybody there to blog on a daily basis. And we all had the mindset of, man, we got into the radio business. We didn't get into this website, you know, content, writing things, kind of a job. And it, really, I even struggled with it in the earlier days of this podcast and as the podcast was evolving, because, you know, making better radio websites audio only was the quickest way to get this content out into the world. You know, producing this only really took about 30 minutes or less most weeks, because, you know, take around 15 minutes to record the audio and then another 15 minutes to button it up, create the artwork and get it posted. Now it's an audio and video podcast, a blog article, social media shares. I mean, all in total, it's hours of work each week instead of just 30 minutes. Why? Well, because content is currency. And the times and the audience behaviors, they're just constantly changing. People are not listening to just podcasts in their car or on their morning run anymore. Now they're watching more podcasts from their living rooms over YouTube and other platforms. I mean, now I get it. Radio stations are already stretched super thin, and the idea of just doing anything else more, post, video, podcast, or anything, it can feel a little bit overwhelming. So don't check out just yet. There is some good news. You're already doing most of the work. You might not just be capturing it, and with the right mindset. Instead of thinking of your digital channels as extra effort, think of them as multipliers for everything that you're already doing on air. I mean, long ago, our only competition was the other radio stations in town, TV, and maybe the newspaper for the news or something like that. Now, it's every podcast that is out there, and there are millions of them, every YouTube channel, every TikTok personality, and then every news site, everything online, social media, everything is fighting for your listeners' attention. And if you want to win, you need more, better, focused content and smarter distribution everywhere that your audience is. Now, here's how we can get serious. Number one is to acknowledge the gap. If your station's website hasn't been updated in days or weeks or months, and if your social media is on autopilot, and if your air talent or they're not podcasting or blogging or doing anything like that, well, then you're leaving money and your audience out there to be scooped up by someone else. Remember, we have to do everything that we can to get in front of those listeners and compete for their attention. You also need to invest smartly. Now, you don't need a Hollywood budget, you know, a $5,000 camera or anything like that. You can just sink a few bucks into your camera, or better yet, grab your iPhone. You can use AI tools and whatever lighting you can to turn your studio into really a content engine. No more of this hosting, you know, video interviews in front of a wrinkled banner in the background or anything like that. And then record everything. Your morning show likely creates, you know, 40 or more minutes of content per day. Roll on that. Use AI clipping tools to generate short form video reels for social media, podcasts, and YouTube. I'm thinking of this lone morning show guy that is doing all of this stuff, putting in the show prep and, you know, making all of this great breaks and maybe talking to listeners on air and that sort of thing. But once the microphone is off and his show is done, that stuff is gone forever. There are certainly some things that he has done some mornings or whatever, or he or she, that can be repurposed. And if you only had it captured, It can now be into social media posts, or it could be a podcast or whatever, a viral YouTube clip. I mean, anything like that. So don't sleep on the gold that happens either if your microphones are on or off. Like I say, record everything and then borrow brilliance. Social media influencers have been lifting tricks from radio for years. Now it's time to return the favor. Watch what's trending online and then find ways to make it your own. Take all of those bits that you're doing in the morning or throughout the day or whatever, roll on them, and they don't have to be polished. YouTube is, for the most part, not polished. And so you put this content out there. I mean, you already have a built-in audience that you're going to tell them to go check it out. And your studio talent, they can be testing ideas and bouncing things off of your audience. Your audience will let you know what they like and they don't like. All of this can be done a whole lot faster than any solo social media influencer out there could ever come up with on their own. And then play the long game. Viral is not the goal. Traction is. Every content creator starts at zero. Even this podcast does not have a large social media and large following. And that's okay. My audience is very niche. My audience is you. And so I don't want to be in front of everybody out there. I don't need a million subscribers or anything like that for this podcast. I only am putting this content out there for you specifically each and every week. And we all start at zero, but the secret really is for consistency, experimentation, and using your radio megaphone to drive traffic back to your digital platforms. You have a bigger audience than I do here with this podcast, okay? And so you can actually promote all of these other digital things that you are doing to your audience on air. And you have all of this that social media influencers don't have as well. So you already have a built-in audience. Go ahead and use that. And then consider giving your best performing content maybe a little monetary boost. So if you find that something that you have done on either YouTube or social media or something like that, or maybe you have a post online on your website that has gone kind of viral, maybe it's gone above and beyond all of your other posts for like the quarter or for the year or something like that, boost it, because there's more than likely a bigger audience out there that did not see it in their social media feed or didn't see it in their TikTok, Instagram, or whatever. All right. So spend a little money and you can probably double or triple the amount of eyes that have seen that, the number of clicks, the number of engagements. So, and it doesn't really take that much to amplify what's already catching on, because if you have something that's gone a little bit viral that you've put out there, then it's not going to take much for the algorithm to pick that up and push it out there to other people. All right. And then let your website be the anchor for everything that you do. Now, it sounds like we're kind of harping on this, but really all of the short clips and all this kind of stuff, they do well on social, but always bring people back to your home base, your station website, because that is your digital headquarters. Embed videos, publish show blogs, archive interviews there, build a content hub that advertisers want to be a part of. And the more that you have there and the more that you are bringing people back to that, the more SEO you have. And that makes it a whole lot more valuable to those advertisers out there that are looking for places to invest. More traffic you earn equals more revenue opportunities that you unlock. And now if you've been putting this off about doing more with your digital content, hopefully this is your sign, because your website, your app, your social media feeds, they cannot be side projects. They are an integral part of your station's identity. So hopefully that is the main takeaway here. And you really don't have to double the workload that you have. You just have to be more intentional with what you're already doing. All right. And when you are intentional about everything that you do, you're no longer repurposing what you're doing. You're actually pre-purposing what you do. You have this mindset to capture everything with the intention of being able to share it multiple ways, not just on air, but, you know, over a podcast, over a video or a blog post, anything like that. So do this and you'll find that really the work involved, it's really not that much extra effort to do. Your audience and your advertisers, they are paying attention. All right. So hopefully this information helps you. If it has, be sure to like and subscribe. And if you don't have a website hub that you can bring listeners back to on a regular basis that keeps them engaged, well, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to help you move the needle on your digital presence. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.